Well, when it comes to big concepts like the kingdom of God that we hear of in today's gospel reading, it's really hard to make sense of it sometimes when we, as we often do, really zoom in on a particular passage. It's hard to see clearly how this all fits in the larger love story of God for us as people, especially when there's concepts like the mustard seed that we hear of in today's gospel reading. What we're going to do is take a step back and better understand the larger concept of God's love story for us as people. So getting back to very good. You may recall at the beginning of the Bible, God created Adam out of the dust. God takes something as small as a speck of dust and creates something much bigger out of it. From the dust, he lifts up the lowly. Then he breathes his life into it. And this being that's made in his own image and likeness. And what God said after he created this man, he said it was very good. Of course, then the next step in the story is the devil comes into the picture and tries to deceive Adam and Eve into settling for, instead, good enough. The devil plants the weed of unbelief in our human hearts, and Adam and Eve sin, turning away from God. So from that moment on, God has been trying to get back to very good with his people. God is willing to do whatever it takes for each of us to get back to very good with him. So next in the story, after Adam and Eve sinned, they were misled into thinking it was a good idea to go off and hide in the Garden of Eden. And every time we've sinned since, we've been misled into further hiding as we find ourselves feeling completely lost after a while. Like we're in the middle of a forest, wondering how in the world we got here. The good news is that God has been pursuing each of us, much like a father on a rescue mission for his lost child. As he approaches us like a good father, he wants to connect with his children, so he comes down to our level. He meets us where we're at. So since Adam was formed out of the ground, Jesus uses this word ground in today's gospel reading to represent each of us in his mustard seed parable. And then Jesus is represented as that little mustard seed coming down to our level. It's really quite remarkable when you think about it. God, who is this immeasurable greatness, humbled himself to share in our humanity by becoming small like a mustard seed, which can be measured in mere millimeters. So in trying to describe this large thing like the kingdom of God to his disciples, Jesus said it is like the mustard seed, which is one of the smallest objects the disciples would have known. The human equivalent of this is a baby. This is how God enters into our world to be with us, in a small way, the person of baby Jesus. So Jesus, as a small mustard seed, comes down to our ground level because God wants us to be just like we were originally, ground. He can use to bring us into becoming fully alive. By being fertile soil, we can receive the small mustard seed of Jesus into our lives like a child receives a gift from the Father. But again, the devil, who appeared in the garden as a serpent, continues to try to slither back into our lives, doesn't he? The devil wants nothing more than to keep us separated from God. The devil wants us to remain lifeless ground, and for Jesus, who surrendered his life for us, to remain buried. The serpent wants to have dominion over us in Jesus so he can slither over top of us for all eternity. But God has a different plan. While God was willing to make himself small to meet us at our level, he didn't intend to stay small forever. It was precisely out of the depths of death, of being buried, that Jesus rises and makes life spring forth. Jesus, in all his smallness, was and is meant to be planted into the fertile soil of each of our lives, so Jesus can help us grow into a deeper, fuller, and more expansive relationship with God. One of our church fathers, St. Athanasius, puts it this way, "For the Son of God became man, so that we might become God." You see, we were made for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is reuniting God and humanity. We see this uniting of God and humanity in the person of Jesus. We see God and humanity coming together in this church and its sacraments. Each of us also hope to see our own humanity reunited with God in heaven, to go home to the Lord, using the words of St. Paul today. This is how we find our way back to very good with God. This is how we find our way back home, the home of God's family. You see, God wants His family and all those who are a part of it to thrive like any good father does. The kingdom of God thrives on the faith of its inhabitants. So today, on this Father's Day, let us give thanks to God the Father for giving us this home in which to worship and encounter Him. Today we honor God, who loves each of us, His beloved sons and daughters. And God, being the good Father that He is, knows best what the best gift is to give each of His children, and that is a sibling. So we thank God for giving us the gift of His Son, Jesus. And today we also express our gratitude for all those who have served as good earthly fathers in our lives, especially those who have helped plant and cultivate the mustard seed of Jesus into the soil of our lives. Finally, today we ask God to help the mustard seed of Jesus grow in each of us, so that our lives produce more mustard seeds to be planted in the lives of others. After all, this is the end of our story of getting back to very good with God.